Welcome to the Coco Nomad Podcast, a show about location-independent entrepreneurship. I'll discuss the techniques, tools, and tips that can help you balance work and travel, and share my experiences and experiments in trying to make both a living and a life. Everyone, it's Coco Nomad here, and I am back with another video in this channel where I talk about financial and location independence. And this is another one of my investment reports. This is the investment report for December 2021. So it's kind of the end of the year, the last month. And so I just want to go ahead and dive into and share the results of my trading activity. So this is my third full month of active investing. I have a goal of achieving FIRE, Coast FIRE in 3 years, and complete financial independence in 10 years. And I'm using this as one of the vehicles to achieve that goal. One of the many income streams is to do investing and to use that as a way to sort of use the revenue I've already generated in other activities to continue to generate additional money. And the strategy that I use is in options trading. Basically, my focus is twofold, dividend income, buying dividend paying stocks, and then doing some options trading, primarily using the wheel strategy. That is my main focus. Almost all of my trades are that. I have experimented at times with some other strategies as I try to learn, but those aren't strategies that I really try to use as a way to sort of generate income on an ongoing basis. It's more just a way for me to learn and try to pick up some new strategies and see if they would work for me, if there's something that I'm interested in that fits my profile. But mainly I'm buying dividend stocks, and then I'm also selling covered calls and also selling cash secured puts, because both of those generate premium, which is money that I receive in terms of trading in it. And I'll make some videos explaining those in more detail at some point. It's been a little hectic lately for me personally, and I just haven't had the time to dive in and create those videos. But there are some great videos out there on the internet, on YouTube in particular, already explaining those strategies. So I'm a person that's basically goal oriented. So I like to make sure that I'm like achieving goals. And so I set targets for myself, and I built this chart that basically sort of outlines the income targets in different levels. They're really arbitrary. I mean, I just created different increments. You could do your own and they can start at a smaller level or have smaller increments in between. It's more about just having a target to hit and measure against to see if I've hit those goals. There's no sort of like underlying like real purpose in that other than, like I said, you know, it's just to, you know, set a target. So I think goal setting is important. And if you have something you're trying to achieve, you can at least measure against that. So this is my chart currently going from level 1 to level 12, which is $10,000 a month, which I think is, I mean, it's a lofty goal for sure. But I know that once I achieve that, even if this was my sole monthly income strategy, if all my other income streams dried up, I wouldn't feel any income pressure at all. So, and that would be great. So let's dive into the results for the month of December and just breaking down according to those two strategies. Now, again, buying the dividend paying stocks, so I get dividends every month. And then the other two strategies as a part of the wheel strategy and options trading brings in premium. So for the month of December, my premium went down a bit because some of the stocks pay quarterly in terms of the dividends. So it went down a bit. Last month I had one that was paying quarterly. So this month it was a total of $19.36, and which is fine. You know, I don't have a ton of stocks in the dividend category because I am mainly focused in this trading account on options trading, and I probably will separate the two at some point and just have a strictly dividend stock portfolio on a different brokerage and just use this Robinhood account solely for options trading so that I can kind of keep those things separate. And it's just a little bit easier because the trading, quite frankly, is a bit volatile. I mean, the underlying stocks that I have, I'm holding, they kind of move up and down, and I'm trying to manage that as well. And it's a little distracting when the dividend side, it just really needs to be sort of like the steady, constant, as I'm adding stocks and just building, adding the number of shares, because that's a steadier, long-term type of approach to building wealth and creating that value. On the premium side, my premiums were down this month compared to the previous month. The previous month was the highest that I had achieved so far. This month was a total of $2,472.36 total premium generated. Now, that number sounds really good still. I mean, it's definitely a nice amount. But one of the things I want to make sure I get across to anybody who's watching is that, and I definitely say don't follow the trades I'm making. Again, I'm just learning how to do this, is that I am dealing with some very volatile stocks. In the last couple of months, have generated a lot of premium. But because these stocks are volatile, when they hit a downturn, the underlying value can go down significantly. And you have to be prepared for that. Now, if you don't have as high of a risk profile, there are definitely underlying stocks that are a lot more stable, that don't move as much, that don't generate as much premium. So I would be at some of the lower levels in terms of the monthly income. And that's probably a good thing, honestly. If I were in hindsight, I would say you probably want to do that and build slower. I've mentioned this in previous videos that, you know, I was trying to manage, and even when I thought and looked at the charts of the ones that I had invested in, they didn't look like they would take the dives that they did in like November and into December, but they did. And then the market had started to turn as well. So, you know, it's just part of the, if you're going to be in this arena, you do have to be prepared for those types of swings. And if you can't handle that, then it's not something you should do. I mean, definitely just stick to like in index funds and things that are a lot simpler, and just set it and forget it, because that's not something you want to worry about. My total this month generated is $2,486.36. My goal was to try to maintain that level where I was, above 3,000, what I called level 7, but my result was level 6, which isn't bad. It wasn't a huge drop. I actually thought it was going to drop a lot lower in terms of the premium generated, but that didn't happen. But the underlying stocks did. If I had to do it all over again, like if it was my choice, I would have preferred that the underlying stocks stayed at their value and just generated less premium, maybe even down to like level 4, because at the end of the day, the long-term portfolio value is also important. So let's jump into the next section, which is what does it pay for? So the amount of premium, if I was able to just pull all of this money out, which is the goal at some point, is to just let the portfolio stay where it is and just extract the premium and dividends generated. That total would cover my lodging and food easily for the month. Like that would cover, you know, all of my eating and all of my, you know, so those are two major expenses that I have. And I think that's probably true for most people maybe. Which would be great. You know, that would be awesome. And that is the goal. The goal is that at the end of the day, this particular income stream would cover a lot of the basics. And then maybe another income stream could take care of like the bulk of the rest of things, like, you know, health insurance and incidental subscriptions and all that kind of stuff. So that is the goal. So I still like to keep this in mind and sort of frame these things in terms of what does it pay for? What does it cover? Because I do like to have this money assigned to do different things. So each of these things now, granted my full-time job and some of the other things absolutely cover that now, so I don't need to pull this money out, but that may change. You know, you just never know. Life is, it was, as you know now, if anybody's like watching this last couple of years has taught us, life can change really, really quickly. And the things that were normal are no longer normal. So I like to keep that in mind as I move forward. And the new section I wanted to talk about too is kind of the highlight this, and that is in looking at the portfolio value. I was definitely someone who was, the first couple of months, I was new to this and really lured by the premium, and I was focused on that as a metric, but I don't think that's the only metric you need to pay attention to. And you need to really still understand what your portfolio value is. And as you can see, at the beginning of the month, my portfolio was valued at $20,258. And then by the end of the month, it was at $22,537, which in and of itself would look great, right? It's like, oh, it's going up and it's, you know, it's up over 10%, and that would be great. But the reality is the underlying stocks are down in that portfolio. And I did deposit a lot of money at the end of the year, wanted to sort of add some more money to start to continue this trading strategy. And I put in 6,000. So you can do the math. That doesn't, that kind of show you that that second number, that December 31st number, there should be a lot higher. But that's because, again, those stocks have continued to decline in value. So the biggest lesson for me there is that premium isn't everything. You also want to make sure that either you're not long-term holding those volatile stocks or the values may go down. And that is something that I may change in my investing strategy, is to move away from monthly options and the strategy where I don't mind owning these stocks as part of the strategy. But again, you have to mentally be able to weather that storm. And if you can't handle that, then I definitely think that is something you should absolutely stay away from and find another strategy, or find some different stocks and funds in order to be in which you're doing the strategy. So those are two different options, or a mix of the two. You can do either one, I think, is okay. For me, it's just learning the lessons for these particular ones. And I've mentioned before, one is a SPAC and the other one is a pharmaceutical. And both of those are very, you know, one day, you know, all it takes is a bit of news about a trial or some information and the stock can shoot way up or it can shoot way down on the underlying. And so you want to be really, really careful about that. So I'm in it for the long haul. And I heard a great phrase called market tuition. And I just chalk some of these early sort of, and these are paper losses because I haven't sold the stock, so I haven't actually taken a loss. So this is what it looks like on paper. 2-3 months from now, a year from now, those values go back up. It's a whole different story. I'm seeing something different. So I'm in it for the longer haul. I'm in it for the trading, which is why I focus on the income, because that is where I think is important, but it isn't everything. And I want to make sure that I make that clear for anybody watching. Again, not telling you what to do. I'm not a person you should be. Do not follow any trades. It's one of the reasons why I don't post individual trades. I wouldn't do any of the trades that I'm doing necessarily. Other than Ford, back a couple of months ago, I still stand by that because it was trading at $12 and now it's like over 20, maybe 23, 24. That was the only one I could honestly say like, oh yeah, you probably should get in on Ford, or, you know, got a time machine or TARDIS, go back to October, September and invest in Ford. All jokes aside, talking about what's next. And for me, it's really, again, just focusing on the consistency of the returns, like having volatile months of going up to 3,500, down to 2,400. I don't really want that. I want more like a steadier sort of amount, even if it's increasing or it stays within a tighter range, so that I can expect, and I'm gonna get a little bit more conservative in the underlying. So reducing the volatility of the underlying stocks I invest in. So I want to be sure that like I can sort of count on it, because I may have to at some point. I may have to count on the income and the swings in the underlying value. I don't necessarily want some swing, and it's going to happen. Market go down 5 or 6%, go up 5 or 6%. But these huge swings that I'm experiencing now, and it's just huge swings downward, not even upward. Hopefully there's a huge upward coming in those underlyings in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months. But even within that, just maintaining and sort of making sure that the portfolio is a little more conservative. So I think I'm going to back off and be a little more conservative. And then, of course, the goal is still to return to level 8. I don't think 3,000 is a unreasonable number to maintain, especially with the amounts that I've been depositing and have in that account. And just kind of try to, you know, I'm not still going to be adding a ton more into this account. Like I said, I think I'm going to split out, and then most of the money in the future savings will go into the dividend, because I want to grow that as well. And just like those numbers don't wow you as much. I mean, the 19, 20 bucks, but over time that would go up, and just kind of increasing that. So there'll definitely be a split, and then just managing this account and see how well these strategies are working for me as I learn. So thanks for following along. I really appreciate the support. If you have any questions, please just drop them with any comments in the comment section. I love hearing what other people are doing, strategies that they're trying, if they don't like the wheel, if there's something else that they think is interesting. I'm not planning to switch, but I am willing to try. Like someone suggested some things and I've tried some individual trades just to see and learn what those things are like. As always, if you could hit the like button, the subscribe, that would help the channel out a lot. Still growing, and it's a small channel, and I want to continue to do this and just share my experience. Hope this works well for you. Hope you're having great trades and great investing, and your journey to financial independence is going amazing. So with that said, have an amazing time, amazing week, and I will talk to you next time. Cheers.